Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And give us a call if you want to get on Science Fantastic. The number to call is 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question. Make that comment, and perhaps you could get on Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Now, sometimes people email me and say, well, I'm too bashful to have my name heard on national radio, but you can send me an email. Go to the web and go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and you can ask that question, and then perhaps I'll read your response on national radio. And go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org is the website. If you go to my Facebook site at Michio Kaku, we have 3 million fans on Facebook, over 600,000 fans on Twitter. So find out what all the excitement is about. And let's say it's 4 o'clock in the morning, and you're all alone, and something just pops into your mind, something about health. Something about the future, something about evolution, something about DNA, something about the universe, but there's no one to talk to. Well, you can talk to me. You can give me a call. 612-564-8135 is the number to call, and then you can ask that question. Make that comment, and perhaps you can get on national radio. And also, I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. My latest one is called The Future of Humanity, about the future of the space program. We're talking about going back to the moon. Starting next year, an unmanned probe will be sent back to the moon. Then 3 years after that, we're going back to the moon with astronauts. Then on to Mars and beyond. Perhaps to the asteroid belt. And maybe one day to the stars. Find out about what all the excitement is about by getting a copy of my latest book, The Future of Humanity, talking about the future of the space program. Okay, well, let's get right to the listener phone calls. So let's have the first call.
Hi, this is Tom Myers from Rochester, New York. I saw this on a tweet. What will it take to get the U.S. to use the metric system, period? Our students are being forced to learn 2 systems. Their main system, it gives them a handicap when they're using science. This is not a good thing. Thank you.
Yes, I sympathize with you wholeheartedly. When I go traveling around the world, I realize that everybody uses a metric system. Everybody talks in terms of meters and centimeters, except when I come back to the United States. It's back to the old U.S. system. Now, at one point, there was a national campaign years ago to convert to the metric system. However, it never materialized because of, well, force of habit. It costs money to make the change. And it also is a question of inertia, bureaucratic inertia. You see, politicians don't get points. They don't get reelected by being the champion of the metric system, and people are naturally conservative. Now, in other countries, they have to convert, because if you want to engage in commerce, international commerce, then you have to go to the metric system. However, the United States is the 800-pound gorilla. As a consequence, we wanted them to conform to us. Let them convert metric system and our system. Now, it turns out this has practical implications. Years ago, we sent a Mars probe into outer space, and there was a miscalibration because of the conversion from the English system to the metric system, and our space probe was lost as a consequence. So in other words, this has million-dollar consequences. It's not just a question of inconvenience. It's also a question of mistakes are made as a consequence. But politicians have to get behind it, and unfortunately, there's no brownie points that politicians get by pushing something that's unpopular in this country like the metric system. I sympathize with you, but ultimately, it's up to the politicians. Sorry about that. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Stephen Winter calling from Clinton, Mississippi. Radio stations 103.9 WYAB. My question is concerning global warming. If I'm not mistaken, when I was in high school in the 70s, they were talking about us coming out of a mini ice age or something like that. They were expecting it to get warmer back then. I just wonder what's happened between then and now. Was that information off track, or we got folks wanting to blame everything on CO2 emissions, which I believe one volcano produces a huge amount. Anyway, that's my question. Just curious about that. Thank you.
Okay, well, you ask a question that's very relevant for today. First of all, there are two kinds of atmospheric disturbances. One is long-term and one is short-term. Now, ice ages come and go on a scale of tens of thousands of years. The last ice age ended 10,000 years ago, and that made possible the rise of civilization. Civilizations could not exist when most of North America was covered with a half a mile of ice. And so we were basically nomads going from one small hunting site to another, chasing after the deer and the buffalo, who also migrated. And it was a very hard life. Then 10,000 years ago, the ice melted, making possible civilization. But these are long-term cycles. In another 10,000 years, we will have another ice age. In other words, 10,000 years from now, don't be surprised if America is under a half a mile of ice. Now, the other question is about global warming. Now we're talking about things that change the weather, not on a scale of tens of thousands of years, forecasting another ice age in 10,000 years, but cycles which happen on a scale of decades to centuries, which are usually not natural. Natural cycles usually take thousands to hundreds of thousands of years, but here we're talking about a change that's taking place on a scale of decades. When you look at the last 100 years, for example, you realize that since the Industrial Revolution, temperatures have risen about a degree, that also sea levels have risen at a very measurable rate, caused by the warming of the oceans. Now, the Earth is warming up. You can talk to any farmer. Any farmer will tell you that his or her livelihood depends on knowing when to plant and what the seasons are. And yes, summertime is about a week longer than before. So global warming, just in the sense of warming, is here. Even President George W. Bush years ago said, quote, something is happening, unquote, with the weather that even the average person knows. Now, here's where the debate comes in. The debate comes in as to how much human activity is responsible for global warming. So in other words, even the so-called skeptics will concede now the fact that the Earth is warming up. We can see this with satellite data, oceanic genetic data. But then the question is, who's responsible? Well, we'll talk about that after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Call that number and ask that question that you've always wanted to call.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, if you want to get on the air and ask that question, give us a call at 612-564-8135. You'll hear the beep, leave your name, call letters of the radio station and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question. Make that comment, and perhaps your thoughts will be heard on national radio. Well, before the break, we had a question about global warming. Yes, even the skeptics will say that the Earth is warming. And years ago, I was a skeptic myself. I used to say to myself, come on, now, give me a break. The Earth is so big. It's huge. And humans, we're so tiny. How can we humans influence something as big as the weather? But then you take a look at what's happening with the Earth itself. All the indicators show that the Earth is warming and it's accelerating. We see that all the major glaciers are receding. All the major glaciers are receding on the planet Earth. parts of Antarctica are beginning to break off. The stability of Antarctica is now being questioned. We see the fact that summer times are about a week longer than normal. And we see that global swings of the weather are commonplace now. 100-year floods, 100-year forest fires, 100-year this, 100-year that. They seem to be happening all the time. And then the big question is, how much of it is due to human activity? Well, scientists use computer programs. Some people don't like them, but what else are you going to do? Use pencil and paper? When you use computer programs to run the videotape, what you find is that with 90% confidence, it is human activity. Now, 90% confidence is not 100%. Scientists are not saying that with 100% accuracy, we say that it's human activity, but with 90% confidence, they say it's human activity that is causing the Earth to heat up. Okay, well, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Haku. This is Ben in Chicago. Are atomic events recorded in space-time similar to the way in which digital data is recorded on storage media? And if so, would it be theoretically possible to read historical events of the past and then recreate them in the present? In other words, you'd be time traveling to the past, not to alter the past, but to gather data of past events and then recreate them in the present so you could perhaps alter past events in the present. Doing this would avoid any time traveling paradoxes, and it could be a way to resurrect a dead person by recreating their bodies and memories in the present time in a way that wasn't possible in the past. Thanks.
Well, you actually ask a question that I used to ask myself as a youth a long time ago. Let's say there's a crime. The light emitted from the crime has bounced off the walls, but if you could reassemble all the light, then you could, in principle, recreate the scene of the crime. So I thought to myself, wow, I mean, we have all this knowledge about atomic physics. We have all this knowledge about atoms and photons and electrons. Why can't we collect all this data, not digital data, but atomic data, and then run the videotape backwards to reconstruct the crime? Well, great idea, but in practice, it's not practical for several reasons. First of all, when light scatters off a substance, let's say there is a crime and light from the crime hits the walls, light scatters in all these different directions, and to recreate that wavefront would require you to know everything there is about the original wave, everything about the texture of the wall that bounced the light off, and the amount of data would be incredible. And so it's not possible using ordinary techniques to then recreate the wavefront. Sorry about that. However, some people have suggested that even though we can't duplicate the atomic data, the digital data may somehow be reconstructed to create an approximation of reality. This is called digital immortality. One Silicon Valley company is already offering to digitize everything known about you. Your credit card records, your Instagram pictures, everything known about you on the web can be digitized to get you a first approximation to who you are. Now, as time goes by, more and more information will be collected about you to the point that we may be able to reconstruct a reasonable facsimile of who you are. And this Silicon Valley company actually is offering to create a robot. A robot that looks like you, talks like you, has the same mannerisms as you. I've actually seen the robot, and it's not very advanced, so don't get your hopes up. But the question of digital immortality is a possibility. For example, take a look at Winston Churchill. Let's say you digitize everything known about Winston Churchill. So when you go to the library, you talk to him. You talk to a holographic image that reproduces the sound, inflection, historical notes, everything known about Winston Churchill. I mean, I wouldn't mind talking to Einstein. I'd have a great time talking to Einstein or even a reasonable facsimile of Einstein. And then, maybe decades from now, the Connectome Project will be finished. The Connectome Project will map the entire brain. Every neuron of the brain can be mapped to recreate a facsimile of your thinking brain, including your memories, your personality. We're talking about a digital version of you that is immortal. Now, is it really immortal? Well, to paraphrase former President Bill Clinton, it all depends on how you define you. If you are a biological being, then no, this is nothing but a digital tape recorder. However, if you is the sum total of all the information that is known about you, your mannerisms, your feelings, your memories, everything known about you, if that is you, then in some sense we have digitized your soul. So your soul is now being reduced to information. Now, is this possible? Certainly possible. Is it economical and practical? That I don't know. But as computer prices continue to drop, some people may want the option of not biological immortality, but digital immortality. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Barton Salen, listening on WSRQ in Sarasota, Florida. Since general relativity says that a clock on the sun would run slower than a clock on the earth because of the greater gravitational force on the sun, if a clock could survive on the sun, doesn't that mean that those time differences between the sun's clock and our clock would accumulate, so that when we look at the sun today, we would not be seeing it as it is today, but rather as it was in the time of the dinosaurs? Now, I realize that today we see the sun as it is today because when there is a flare on the sun, if it's in the right position, we get hit a few hours later by particles from that flare. So we know that we're watching the sun as it is today. Thank you.
Yes, well, you ask a very interesting question. It turns out that the speed of gravity is the speed of light. If the sun were to disappear right now, it would take 8 minutes. 8 minutes for that information to hit the Earth. So even gravity has a finite speed. Now, as you pointed out, time beats at different rates throughout the universe. On the moon, time beats faster. So if I have a clock on the moon and a clock on the Earth, and the two clocks can talk to each other, the clock on the moon beats faster than a clock on the planet Earth. And this is actually measurable. So this is not science fiction. This is science fact. Get used to it. In fact, Einstein once said that he put a clock at every point in the entire universe. He put a clock, all of them beating at a different rate, but he was so poor, he couldn't afford a clock of his own. But it's true. Time beats at different rates throughout the universe. So you're saying, can you accumulate this difference in time? The answer is yes, but it is infinitesimal. So if I have an astronaut on the moon and an astronaut on the Earth, a twin, and they eventually meet years later, they will only be a fraction of a second delayed between the two twins. It's a very tiny effect. So don't think that it has any practical applications at all. But you're right. Time beats at different rates. Okay, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a U.S. USA News update. Montana is banning gender-affirming health care for minors. On Friday, the state's Republican governor signed the bill. The ACLU and others are already lining up legal challenges. Former President Trump is suggesting he could sign legislation banning abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy if he's elected president in 2024. He made the remarks in an interview with a New Hampshire broadcaster. A bill that would allow Ron DeSantis to remain governor of Florida while also running for president is headed to his desk for approval. The measure has already passed the state's Republican-controlled House. In Washington, House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries has called the GOP offer to raise the debt ceiling in exchange for spending cuts a ransom note, but he still insists an agreement over the issue is possible. This is Karen Sloan, USA News.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. That's right. It is open mic on Science Fantastic. Here's your chance to ask that question that you've always wanted to ask but never had the opportunity. You can give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question. Make that comment that you've always wanted to do.
And remember, no question is too dumb to put on national radio. Sometimes the dumbest questions are the deepest and most profound questions of all. And also, go to my website, mkaku.org is the website to go to, mkaku.org. And find out about my 4 New York Times bestsellers about the future of science, the future of jobs, the future of economy, the future of space travel, all of it contained in my books. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hey, this is Armand from Queens, New York. I listen to you on YouTube. I was wondering, why do you think Elon Musk thinks that we live in a simulation, like we're a simulation pretty much. We're, made by computers or whatever. I know you believe in the multiverse theory. But why do you think Elon Musk believes that we're like a simulation or like a, a program? Thank you. I love your show. Have a great one.
Excellent question. Well, as I mentioned in my book, The Future of Humanity, we have Silicon Valley billionaires affecting the direction of the space program. And so these people made their money on the internet. For example, Elon Musk was a PhD candidate in physics, like Wernher von Braun, the famous rocket scientist. Elon Musk also went into the PhD program in physics, but after just two weeks at Stanford University, he decided, nope, this is not for me. The money is in Silicon Valley. So people in Silicon Valley think you can digitize everything. But you see, there are limits to what you can digitize. For example, how many atoms are there in your body? I mean, there are 10 to the 23 atoms in a mole. Your body consists of many, many moles. And so the number of atoms in your body could be on the order of 10 to the 26 atoms. That's an enormous number of atoms that you cannot digitize. Take a look at the weather. The smallest object that can simulate the weather is not a supercomputer. Even a supercomputer cannot model the weather and every atom of the weather accurately. The smallest object that can model and reproduce the weather is the weather itself. So we say that these things are not calculable. There are simply so many ways in which atoms can vibrate inside a gas to create the weather, that it's simply not practical to build a machine that could duplicate every single atom bouncing around inside the atmosphere. Now, people and reality is much more complicated than the weather. And so that's why even classical physics, Newtonian physics, cannot be modeled using a computer. It cannot be digitized. Now, quantum mechanics makes it worse. Quantum mechanics says that all possible universes are possible, and so you would have to digitize not just one universe, you would have to digitize all possible universes in the world of quantum mechanics. And that's why I say that the movie The Matrix was great, but it's a movie. Get over it. It's a movie. We are not living in a simulation. Okay, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 and ask that question that you've always wanted to ask.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. When you hear the beep, leave your name, call letters of the radio station and the city you're calling from, and then make that question. Make that comment about science, and perhaps your thoughts will be heard on national radio. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hello, sir. My name is Dale Phillips. I'm actually not listening to a radio station. I'm looking you up online, and I'm calling from Bahrain, in the Middle East. My question is, I sort of have a two-part question. How close are we to making colonies on other planets, or even the moon, or making colonies elsewhere other than Earth, is what I'm trying to say. Exactly how close we are to doing that. And also, one of my favorite episodes of yours is the episode of Sci-Fi Science, where you make the lightsaber. How close are we to making the lightsaber from the time you made that episode to now? So I apologize for the two-part question, but that is my two most favorite interests. So thank you very much. My name is Dale Phillips from Bahrain, and hope to hear from you soon. Thank you.
Well, what a phone call. Yes, I've been to the Middle East, and yes, I'll try to answer your questions. First of all, the colonization of planets is still going to be decades away. Just last December, President Donald Trump issued the Space Policy Directive number 1. And that Space Policy Directive reversed the policies of Barack Obama. Barack Obama basically ended the U.S. manned space program. He canceled the space shuttle, canceled the replacement for the space shuttle, canceled the moon program, and then also canceled the Mars program.
However, Space Directive number 1 says we are going back to the moon, then to Mars, and then beyond, perhaps the asteroid belt. Now, let's be real about this. The timetable, of course, is still speculative. Starting December of 2019, the end of next year, NASA intends to send the SLS booster rocket into outer space, and the capsule will go around the moon, unmanned capsule. Then, around 3 years after that, astronauts will go back to the moon. And then around 2030 to 2035, that's when the first astronauts will go to Mars. And then once we're on Mars, we have to set up a Mars colony. And that'll, of course, take even more time. Perhaps we'll use a lava tube as a makeshift base of operations to protect us against cosmic rays and the harsh atmospheric conditions of Mars. Then we'll create a power plant by putting out solar panels and then begin mining operations. Why that? Because ice is a valuable commodity. Mars has plenty of ice. It's a frozen desert. Ice can be melted and purified to give drinking water, broken apart into oxygen and hydrogen to create rocket fuel for the return mission. So again, first we go to Mars, put our flag on Mars, set up a impromptu base of operations, but then we're talking about long-term operations, basically starting mining to extract water. After that, we're going to set up a agribusiness. In other words, we're going to use genetic engineering to create varieties of algae and crops that can be sustained in the harsh conditions of Mars. The goal is to make it self-sustaining, so it's not going to cost anything at all. For example, it turns out that Mars rock can be melted using microwave radiation. This has actually been done in the laboratory to create duplicate rock of Mars, hit it with ultraviolet radiation, and melt it to create brick. So in other words, it's possible to use the soil of Mars to create brick, which will be used as building materials. It'll be possible to mine the ice to create the first mining operations, and then melting the ice caps using solar satellites to beam the energy down to the poles. Now, we're talking decades. We're not talking anytime soon. But you got to start somewhere. And maybe mining the asteroids could help pay the bill, because the asteroids have plenty of platinum chemicals. Well, unfortunately, that's it for Science Fantastic. Once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135 and ask that question. Make that comment that you've always wanted to do on national radio. So this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more. Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science and technology. Technology that touches your lives and changes the destiny of nations. And again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. And again, leave your name. Call letters to the radio station and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question. Make that comment that's always been bothering you about science. And once again, no question is too dumb to put on national radio. Years ago, a 16-year-old boy asked a really dumb question. Can you outrace a light beam? It took him 10 years to answer that question from the age of 16 to the age of 26. But when he was 26 years old, he finally answered that question. Can you outrace a light beam? Well, that 16-year-old boy was called Albert Einstein, and his theory changed the destiny of humanity. He understood what makes the stars shine, the energy behind atomic and hydrogen bombs, the technology that we see in our living rooms in the form of the internet, transistors. A lot of this technology goes right back to Albert Einstein, who asked himself a simple question, can you outrace a light beam? So you can also be part of the March of Science by giving us a call at 612-564-8135 and ask that question. Make that comment. Well, before the break, we had a two-part question, and that is, what would it take for us to build a colony on other planets? And, well, in the 2030s, that's the earliest we could have humans on the red planet. And then it'll take decades after that before we set up the first mining operations, we set up the first agribusiness, and we make it self-sustaining for colonists. And then to create a paradise on Mars, we would have to send solar satellites to then beam solar energy down to the polar ice caps to melt the polar ice caps so that liquid water flows on the surface of Mars once again. And so hopefully, perhaps late in this century, we will have a self-sustaining Martian colony that's not going to cost anything, so that colonists will have a self-sustaining economy based on mining operations, based on agribusiness, to create a permanent settlement on Mars. And then beyond that, well, get a copy of my book, The Future of Humanity, where I talk about going beyond that to Europa, to Titan, and then perhaps even to the nearby planets surrounding other star systems. Now, the other part to the question that we had earlier was the lightsaber. Well, for the Science Channel, I once hosted a science series where we went through the hardware of science fiction, looking at them from the point of view of a physicist. So, we looked at the lightsaber. Now, first of all, the lightsaber has a problem, and that is it extends a finite distance from the hilt. Now, how do you do that? Light, of course, simply keeps on going forever unless it bounces off something. So one way in which you can create the temperatures of a lightsaber is with a plasma torch. Plasma torches are actually commercially available. It's basically a large spark that can create a plasma. Now, a plasma is the fourth state of matter. We have solid, liquid, gases, but the sun is not made of a solid, liquid, or gas. The sun is made out of a plasma, that is, a gas of disassociated atoms, atoms that have been broken up, and you can create plasma using electricity. So if I have a plasma torch, then I could use that to cut right through steel, for example, and simulate a lightsaber. However, it's not a true lightsaber in the sense that it goes a finite distance. A lightsaber, of course, is based on light, which can in fact go an infinite distance. But this is as close as you can get to a lightsaber using today's technology. So the lightsaber would have to have a spine. It would have to have a spine that then emits the plasma from the spine and then creates the lightsaber. Now, it is not exactly what you find in Star Wars, but it's as close as you can get using today's and tomorrow's technology. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Yes, Dr. Kaku, this is Justin from Texas. I listen to KMET. I was just wondering, what do you think the current administration of the United States is going to do about the problems we have with the space station, International Space Station? What do you think they're talking about, I guess, renting it out? What do you think the best idea would be to use with the International Space Station? Thank you very much.
Well, you ask a very embarrassing question, because at the present time, we don't know what to do with the International Space Station. First of all, let me explain what the administration is doing. The Trump administration has issued, at the present time, three space directives. Space Policy Directive 1 talked about going back to the moon, then to Mars and beyond. The second directive talked about private enterprise and encouraging the deregulation of outer space. The Space Directive number 3 talked about space junk. So the administration has not yet stated what its policy is toward the space station. Now, it depends on who you talk to. If you talk to a pure scientist, they would say that we get actually very little new science from the space station. So they say that we perhaps don't even need a space station. Other people say, what a waste, $100 billion, and we're just going to let it deorbit and burn up like a meteor. At the present time, the only practical application would be to commercialize it. But we'll see. But unfortunately, we have run out of time in Science Fantastic. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Join us every week when we discuss the cutting edge of science, and go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and find out what all the excitement is about. Once again, this is Dr. Michio Kaku for Science Fantastic.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s,
affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control, and priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.